One final question back to the faculty. Do you think that the affinity data, although I appreciate what you're saying about maybe we need to look at it a little bit longer, but do you think that the affinity data will or should affect how people think about neoadjuvant pertuzumab? Technically, it's positive, but on the other hand, not that exciting. And you see what's happened in clinical practice now, and sure, your practice too. There's been this shift. I think a lot of it, although you certainly can defend it, trying to downstage, avoid axillary dissection, I think is to get pertuzumab. George, is it making you rethink whether you, when you do neoadjuvant therapy?
Well, it's made me rethink the whole idea that neoadjuvant therapy is a great guide to long-term outcome with adjuvant therapy. There, I have far more concerns than I had a few years ago.
Yeah, that is, and it's not the first trial. I mean, you have the ALTO trial.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Any thoughts about that, why that paradigm's not playing out, Sarah?
I don't know that it's not playing out. I think with ALTO and NeoAlto, there are a lot of issues with the toxicity from the addition of lapatinib, and patients weren't getting the dose intensity that they should have been getting because they had to be dose reduced due to all the toxicity. I think there's also this issue with us treating in the same trial ER positive and ER negative. And we know that for hormone receptor negative, HER2 positive breast cancers, PathCR really does seem to predict long-term outcomes, event-free and overall survival. It's not the same for hormone receptor HER2 positive co-expressing tumors. The achievement or lack of achievement of pathologic complete response is not necessarily predictive of long-term outcomes because we're not seeing the impact of hormonal therapy prior to surgery. So what's happening at the time of surgery doesn't necessarily reflect what's going to happen long-term for that patient. So I think when we're looking at, do the results from a neoadjuvant trial translate into the adjuvant setting, we're probably going to have to start separating out this subtype of HER2 positive breast cancer just based on hormone receptor status.
I actually like neoadjuvant chemotherapy because you have an in vivo evaluation of efficacy of treatment, which is a nice thing, and that is very similar to what happened with this patient.
So, yeah, let's hear about that. But what about that, George? You know, that's very appealing intuitively.
Yeah.
But do you agree?
Well, I agree for chemotherapy. I think once we get outside of chemotherapy, we run into issues. And for instance, if we look at bevacizumab, which has been extensively looked at in the neoadjuvant and adjuvant setting. All the positive results we have are in the neoadjuvant setting. The adjuvant results are flat out negative. Not a question in anyone's mind, but that adjuvant bevacizumab does nothing. I think if the NeoAlto and NeoSphere data, which looks strikingly positive, doesn't give you some concern when we move to Affinity and Alto, well, it probably should give you some concern. We're seeing this playing out again, of course, with the recent data from the I-SPY 2 group looking at checkpoint inhibitors, where we have a tripling of pathologic complete response rate in a triple negative population. Does this give anyone confidence that we're going to see a huge advantage in the adjuvant setting? Well, and it turns out biology may be really important. You know, at the same time, the tripling was presented in the neoadjuvant setting, we saw a 4.7% response rate with the same drug in the metastatic setting, which may well imply that there's huge differences between what goes on in the primary tumor and what goes on in the metastatic site. So I think the data is the final arbiter, and we still have to do phase 3 trials.
I think, though, you know, getting back to Lauren's point, in the individual patient setting, when you have a patient who has a PathCR, you know, you think differently about their future than people with residual disease.
Sure.
So if that is certainly different than going the adjuvant route. Anyhow, it's going to be really interesting to see how it plays out.